Hi, y'all. My name's Hannah. I have a new life in Christ, and I am recovering from control. Growing up, my family looked perfect from the outside. Parents together, stay-at-home mom, homeschooled with my two siblings. At church, every time the doors were open, we appeared to have it all together. Fact check. Home was chaotic, parents fought regularly, divorce was discussed often. There were good times and bad times with each of my parents, but with extreme swings between, it was hard to know what to expect. I hated the constant unknown and did everything I could to stay in control by simply keeping my head down and following the rules. I hoped that if I were the good kid, I wouldn't add stress for my mom or catch the wrong side of my dad. I was sexually abused by a family member regularly from age 5 until I finally told someone at 16. Within a week, my mom called me freaking out because CPS had just come looking for me. The abuse had come to light. My parents came around to believe me, but my extended family did not. The case closed with a misdemeanor plea deal, and I haven't seen my extended family since. I felt so out of control. I just wanted things to stop, but instead felt like I had ruined my family. Side note, if abuse is part of your story, believe me, it was not your fault. I desperately grasped for any thread of control I could find to cope with the pain, but I chose not to involve God. This resulted in a period of struggling with self-harm and suicidal ideation. Ironically, I was attending Bible college during this time, yet had no relationship with God. In my mind, the Bible was nothing more than a course textbook. I had no idea what it looked like to pray and believe someone was actually listening. I was fuming and felt like God had abandoned me. So I decided to give him the cold shoulder, because that'll work, right? Life continued. I kept trying to control God. I had no interest in a relationship with him, but figured if I kept doing the right things, like going to church and being kind, I'd make it to heaven. 5 years ago, my husband and I began attending Watermark. It was refreshing to see authenticity in a church rather than being expected to have it all together. We quickly became members and jumped into a community group. As I dealt with the pain and lack of control over my parents' divorce and my dad's remarriage, my community group encouraged me to attend Regen. I decided I would try Regen in an effort to get them off my back. However, I felt like a failure at life if I needed to join what I believed to be the broken people. My first night was overwhelming. What if I ran into someone I knew? What if they thought something's wrong with me? Despite these feelings, I kept coming. There were nights I wanted to sit in my car instead of walking in the door, but I came in. There were nights I walked in and then ran out of big group when a testimony hit too close to home. However, the authenticity kept bringing me back. I was still so angry with God, but a spark of hope was growing. Shortly after beginning my step group, my community group disbanded. I was devastated to face what felt like another abandonment. How would I get through recovery without them? Little did I know, God was asking me to turn to him versus relying on people to carry me. During step 3, we decide to trust God with our lives and wills by accepting his grace through Jesus Christ. God opened my eyes to the facts that, 1, I cannot earn salvation no matter how hard I try, and 2, trusting him is a choice, not a feeling. During this step, I finally chose to trust God with my life. I had hit a wall and knew that I couldn't manage my life on my own. I was a sinner and would never be able to clean myself up enough to be acceptable in God's eyes. However, because of Jesus' sacrifice for me on the cross, God would have grace on me and accept me. Step 5, we confess to God, to ourselves, and to another human being the exact nature of our sins. Around this time, my husband and I were starting with a new community group, and I felt like I needed to share my inventory with the wives. It was terrifying to know that I would not be able to control their reactions. What if they felt like I was too broken to stay in the group and kicked me out? I chanced it. Rather than rejection, I was faced with a level of love, care, and compassion that I could not have ever fathomed prior to that night. Despite my ugly mess, no one turned and ran. That evening was deeply eye-opening to the fact that perfection is not required to be a Christian. During my time at Region, I've learned to turn to God rather than running from him and fighting for the reins of my life. I began to recognize God wants a relationship with me and wants to help me rather than leaving me as a lone ranger. Isaiah 41:13 says, "For I, the Lord your God, hold your right hand. It is I who say to you, fear not, I am the one who helps you." Woohoo! I commenced spring 2018 and life's perfect now. Just kidding. I wish I could say that I was totally recovered and have it all together after a year in recovery. However, it doesn't work that way. Region is not a magic wand that fixes everything. Life still has pain and disappointments. I still have hard times, but I face those hard times very differently than I did a couple years ago. Rather than giving God the cold shoulder, I run to him. Instead of isolating and trying to manage my sin on my own, I turn to community and confess in times of struggling. I still have moments when I catch myself fighting hard to be in control. I still have times of getting caught up in a cycle of looking for my value in what others think of me. I regularly have to seek truth and work to fight the lies. Now I have a relationship with God and recognize that my value comes from him. I don't view the Bible as a course textbook anymore. I recognize it as a book that shows me the character of God and helps guide me towards a path to live life in a way that is honoring to him. Exodus 14:14 says, "The Lord will fight for you and you must be quiet." On hard days, I usually end up realizing that I'm fighting for me rather than letting God fight for me. Life tends to be far less exhausting when I actively keep this in mind and allow him to fight. My marriage continues to grow as I'm learning to be authentic with Nathaniel about where I am, the good, the bad, and the ugly on any given day. I don't have to be the epitome of perfection in order to be loved. My approach to conflict looks so different than it used to. Rather than running away as fast as possible, I'm learning to respectfully share my thoughts or feelings on things, even if my point of view may be different from someone else's. I've also learned how to establish boundaries in my life and that most of the time they're respected versus perceived as hateful or spiteful. I've had the opportunity over the past year or so to co-lead a group of ladies through the steps. And this has been an amazing journey to work through the steps again alongside these ladies, and I'm privileged to watch them each week in their individual journeys towards recovery. If tonight's your first night, I'm glad you're here. You get to hang out with all of us broken people who have learned that our life doesn't have to stay that way because of him. No sin's too big to be forgiven. No pain is too severe to be healed. My name is Hannah. I have a new life in Christ, and I'm recovering from control. Because of God and God alone, I now see the truth in my life that he can change everything.